Chapter 18.4, Section Summary.
In 1858, John Brown was still fighting for the abolitionist cause. He planned to attack the plantations, hoping to free slaves as he and his followers swept through the South. John Brown's raid began on October 16, 1859, as Brown and his men broke into a federal arsenal in Harper's Ferry, Virginia. They tried to get slaves to join their fight, but few did. Brown and many of his supporters were arrested and later hanged for treason. Many people in the North praised Brown for fighting for slaves' rights. Others, including Abraham Lincoln, thought that violence was not the answer. Southern whites felt threatened, and some Southern states began talking about leaving the Union. In the election of 1860, four major candidates emerged. Northern Democrats nominated Stephen Douglas, and Southern Democrats nominated John C. Breckinridge. Some former Whigs started a new party called the Constitutional Union Party, which recognized no political principles other than the U.S. Constitution. They nominated John Bell of Tennessee. The Republicans nominated Abraham Lincoln. The presidential race showed how divided the country had become. The two Southern candidates, Breckinridge and Bell, split the electoral votes of the slave states, and Douglas won only Missouri's electoral votes. Lincoln won only 40% of the popular vote, but he won almost all of the electoral votes in the free states. Therefore, Lincoln won the election. Many Southern whites were afraid that Republicans would try to end slavery in the South. They thought that such an action would destroy their way of life. South Carolina's legislature met to discuss secession, the act of formally leaving the Union. In December 1860, South Carolina's legislature voted to secede from the Union. Senator John J. Crittenden of Kentucky proposed a compromise on slavery that would satisfy the South, but President Lincoln would not hear of compromise. By February 1861, six more states had seceded. Delegates from these Southern states gathered to form a new nation, the Confederate States of America, and they elected Jefferson Davis as their president.